Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And we're brought to you by Celsius Energy Drink. Right now, we're going to head to the Ray Snell Sports Line because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com from Exit Realty First. And we're welcoming to the program the athletic director for Vandercook Lake Schools. We have Zach Holstein joining us. Zach, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark, thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you being here, and this is just a great time of year. I hate to see summer go. I really do. But at the same time, I like getting back into a routine of things, and I like getting back to fall sports and just that whole atmosphere that athletics brings. And we're at that time, and we're looking forward to a good season at Vandercook Lake all around, aren't we?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more there. There's just something about the feel in the air and the anticipation of the new school year and the new fall sports season.
So, not to diminish any of the other seasons, but yeah, fall sports to me just means so much more, mostly because I'm a big football fan, but it's really the time when the community gets back together after having that time off. And it's just a great feeling.
It is.
Let's talk a little bit about the fall season at Vandercook Lake, and let's talk about cross country. I've said this before in some of the other conversations I've had with some of the other ADs that we've had on here. Cross country, probably second, in my opinion, to wrestling, to being the toughest sport to take part in. It's, I mean, if you've got the right coach and if you've got the right athletes, it's not only a grueling schedule, but the practices are tough. Tell me about the cross-country teams this year.
Yeah, we're excited about cross-country this year. We have a new coach who's actually an old coach who has coached for us before by the name of Chris Blackledge. He's a teacher in the building. He's been here for many years, and as I mentioned, has coached cross-country before. So he's back after, you know, a handful of year hiatus, and he's been going strong all summer. We've had some kids showing up. They've been practicing. They've been working hard. As you mentioned, cross country is one of the more grueling sports. So for those kids to be showing up in the summer and that kind of heat, putting in that kind of work, there's something to be said for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and football has to go through the same thing. It starts hot. Then you have maybe like a day or two where the weather's perfect. Then it gets really, really cold outside. And, I mean, these kids are out there running in shorts. It's not in mud. Oh, my gosh, I hate cold rain. It's not an easy sport.
No, absolutely. You know, we've got a nice track, cross-country course, excuse me, not track, but a cross-country course just outside the school here where the kids kind of run through. And it's got some nice hills, trails, plenty of mud, and we're looking forward to being able to host some of those meets here this year.
Okay. Have you run the course yet? Are you going to run the course? No.
I've run it a little bit, and I've probably walked it more than I've run it, Mark.
Okay.
Full disclosure here.
I'd be there with you, man. I totally would be.
Yeah.
You know, maybe back in the day I would have. not anymore. Maybe we can get on a golf cart and we can drive it. You know, that'd be.
Sounds good. Sounds real good.
All right. Tell me about the volleyball squad this year.
Yeah. So our volleyball team, like several of our sports, not just in the fall, but for much of this year, they're going to be younger. Mm-hmm. We're going to have two teams. We're going to have a varsity and a JV, so our numbers will allow for two teams. It's going to be developmental in nature. I mean, you know, again, another sport where our girls have been showing up this summer, putting in a lot of work. I know Coach Wiley. You know, she's been doing a lot with them this summer, and, you know, we're looking forward to it. We have, you know, two prominent returning seniors that have been on the team now for a few years. You're going to see some younger girls as well kind of stepping up into a position where, you know, maybe last year they didn't quite think that they'd be at that level, but that's where we find ourselves this year. Mm-hmm. So we're going to show up and compete.
All right. So, with the Cascades, no matter what the sport is, in the Cascades Conference, they always seem to kind of beat each other up. But, I mean, you said it right there, you're going to show up and you're compete. Do you feel like the volleyball team's going to be competitive this year with the rest of the Cascades?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Every week's going to be different, right? Every matchup is going to be different. But everybody's mindset is yes, to show up and compete and be competitive, absolutely.
All right. Now let's go to my favorite part of the conversation. It's football and eight-man football. Dude, that's so fun to watch. It's like the perfect combination between 11-man and arena football. It's high scoring, it's faster pace. It's a lot of fun to watch. Tell me about the eight-man squad.
Yeah, just a little backstory here. Mm-hmm. This will be my first experience with eight-man.
Okay.
I got the Vander Cook in January of this year. Previously, I'd been a football coach and teacher for a good number of years, always 11-man.
Yeah.
So, again, this will kind of be my first experience with 8-man, but I've heard a lot about it. And I've seen scores as I used to look through the score sites, and it is high scoring. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing some of that excitement kind of up and down the field. We do have a new coach this year. I believe this is our fourth coach in as many years. And he's bringing a new staff on, a younger coach by the name of Caleb Baird. He's also in our building as well. And we're looking forward to it. Again, as I mentioned, this team is going to be young. Our numbers right now, we've got good numbers kind of in that 7th, 8th, and 9th grade in those classes. And so you're definitely going to see some 9th graders be a part of this team. Again, another program that's looking to develop some kids and kind of keeping their eye on what's important.
Is it fair to say then you'll be taking advantage of the fifth quarter rule through the MHSAA, so maybe some of these underclassmen get some varsity experience, get some JV experience?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, without question. That's something that here can definitely benefit us. You know, I remember when that rule came out, there was a lot of mixed emotion, mixed opinion, and from my position now, I see the benefits of that fifth quarter rule, no question.
Well, it's definitely a big difference. I mean, you look at these freshmen who come in. They're essentially just coming out of eighth grade. They're little. They're little when you compare, for the most part, there's exceptions out there, but you compare a freshman to a senior, which is a young adult, I mean, that's a vast difference in size and strength. So you got to be careful when you're putting these kids out there with seniors.
Absolutely. And their safety is always going to be front and center. I mean, you know, we're always going to make the best decision for the kids and making sure, you know, that's forefront in our minds. But in some cases, you know, numbers-wise, sometimes, you know, these things are a necessity. So,
yeah,
you know, we're going to do what we need to do and make sure that, you know, we support the kids, we keep them safe, but at the same time, start to develop them.
What do the numbers look like? I don't know, maybe you haven't looked, but if you're looking down into the middle and junior level, the elementary level, what do the numbers of the student bodies look like coming up? I'm getting to eight-man football. Is eight-man football pretty much here to stay at Vander Cook Lake, or is there a chance for it to jump back up to 11-man in future years?
You know, when I came in, I had that same conversation. Mm-hmm. And I think the goal, right, the long-term goal, is to return to 11-man football. And that's something that we're going to think about. That's something that we're going to, you know, work towards. But at the same time, we also want to do what's best for the program and for the students of Vander Cook Lake. And so for the near future, for the immediate future, eight-man football is where we'll play. Do I think there's a chance, numbers-wise, you know, in terms of class sizes, things of that nature, to return to 11-man, absolutely, maybe in a couple of years. But again, there's no guarantees of that because class numbers are one thing, participation and athletics numbers are another, right?
Right.
So
that's true.
We've got to make sure that you know, we're getting those kids interested in playing sports, keeping them playing sports, and engaged in playing sports. So that's important.
And you're on your fourth coach in fourth year in your in 4 years. That's tough. I mean, you need stability in any program. That's got to be tough. But it also sounds like you're at the right spot right now with your new guy.
I couldn't agree more. And that was one thing when we started the interview process that I really wanted to focus on. And as I mentioned, Caleb went to school in Vander Cook Lake, lives in Vander Cook Lake, is in the building every day at Vander Cook Lake. And those things, as you mentioned, and I kept in mind, we need those things. The kids need to know that their coach is here, who he is. I think we definitely found that with Caleb.
All right, we're talking.
He's going to be around.
We're talking with Zach Holstein. He's the athletic director for Vander Cook Lake Schools. Before I let you go, I do want to talk about the new look of the Cascades. It's got to be something in the water lately. You know, Big Ten's changing, Cascades is changing,
right.
I-8's changing a little bit now. So let's talk about the Cascades. Not really going to affect the football schedule. If you're in that 8-man schedule, that's a different league. But all around with the other sports, it's going to be a new look next season. Give me your thoughts on the new Cascades.
Yeah, no question. And I would say to you, you know, you mentioned a couple conferences in the NCAA. You mentioned a couple here in the MHSAA. I truly think that conferences throughout the state of Michigan over the course of the next 2 or 3 years has the potential to look completely different for different reasons. And the Cascades is no exception. I didn't have a lot of, if really any, history of the Cascades before getting here in January. But just in the short time I've been here, we've added four teams. It's happening, right? Mm-hmm. And it is going to look different. Geographically, it's going to open the conference up. There's going to be some longer trips to away games. Trying to attract number one, teams that want to be a part of the Cascades, and number two, teams that make sense being part of the Cascades as well.
I was talking about this with Superintendent Denny not too long ago, and we talked briefly about maybe an a la carte version of conferences where you kind of base it on sports. You'll be playing certain teams in this sport for, you know, whichever sports season that is. What do you envision being a perfect model for this? What would fit best for Vander Cook Lake? Would it be two divisions based on size, based on location, or just kind of pick and choose as we head through the seasons?
Sure. I mean, just strictly off of numbers and competition for Vander Cook Lake in 2022 here. For us, you know, having two divisions based on enrollment numbers is probably what would benefit us most immediately. Geographically, if you split it up east-west, whether you split it up, based on enrollment, I don't think the drives change drastically, personally, if you kind of take a look at the map. But that's just personal opinion, right? I'm sure, you know, some might differ.
Yeah, you're pretty central located, no matter what.
We are, yeah. We do have that benefit. We're probably, you know, if you were to put a pin in the center of the Cascades, we're probably the closest to the center. I would think. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Hey, anything else you feel like our listeners need to know about Vander Cook Lake and what we should look forward to this year?
You know, I would say this, Mark. And again, I got here in January, but I'm excited. I'm excited about the things that are going on at Vander Cook Lake. And I'm really looking forward to a strong future here.
Well, we're looking forward to it too, as well, and we're looking forward to progressing the success of volleyball, football, and others throughout the season. So, Zach, we thank you so much for your time here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Zach Holstein, who is the athletic director for Vander Cook Lake Schools, joining us here on Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.